Texas officials request two new voter fraud investigations. By Merrill Hope on December 7, 2018. In a year fraught with numerous allegations and, in some cases, prosecutions over irregularities at the Texas ballot box, two new voter fraud investigations appear to loom in the Lone Star State. Director of Elections Keith Ingram for the Texas Secretary of State requested the Office of Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton investigate a complaint that accused a South Texas councilman of committing voter fraud during the November 2018 midterm election in a school board race. In a letter sent on November 19 to David Maxwell, Director of Law Enforcement for the AG's office, Ingram wrote, "The complainant alleges that on October 24, 2018, Hidalgo City Councilman Rodolfo Rudy Franz unlawfully assisted a voter by suggesting and instructing the voter on who to vote for while assisting them with their ballot. The complainant further alleges that Mr. Franz was asked multiple times by election workers to stop making suggestions and instructions to the voter, but that he continued to offer unlawful assistance despite their requests. The complainant was a poll watcher, according to the Brownsville Herald. In his correspondence, Ingram noted the Secretary of State believed the information they received regarding the offense warrants a submission for criminal investigation by the AG's office. However, Franz since denied those allegations, telling the Brownsville newspaper, "I've never illegally assisted anybody. He insisted, whoever I assisted, it's because they needed to be assisted or asked for assistance." While this complaint stemmed from the city of Hidalgo, the county is one of several hotbeds of alleged voter fraud activity where the AG's office has lent considerable support and assistance to other investigations conducted by local district attorneys. So far this year, 14 individuals in Hidalgo County have been accused of violating elections laws in a 2017 Edinburgh City election. They were arrested for their purported roles in a voter scheme that recruited people to falsely claim residential addresses so they could vote in specific races and influence the election's outcome. The Office of Hidalgo County District Attorney Ricardo Rodriguez will prosecute these cases. Furthermore, at least 226 of the 787 ballot applications claimed a disability, reflecting almost 29%. An unusually high number of these mail-in voters were under the age of 65. Only 2.5% of voters cast absentee ballots in the county's other three precincts. State Senator Brian Hughes, Arminiola, chairman of the Texas Senate Select Committee on Election Security, noted the statewide average of mail-in ballot applicants who claim a disability totaled 9%. Additionally, the Precinct 4 applications showed five people assisted those 226 voters with their primary ballots, raising vote harvesting concerns. Williams sought to challenge the razor-thin election results in district court, but a judge denied the lawsuit. The Longview News Journal reported on the reaction of Gray County officials to the visit by the state investigators. Sheriff Maxi Surliano said his office and that of the county's district attorney provided additional resources to accommodate the probe. "I think they have a plan, and again, the resources that we provided locally were utilized," said Surliano. "They had some goals and objectives to achieve." No further information about either of these investigations since has been released, as Paxton's office does not comment on potential investigations, according to ProPublica. Follow Merrill Hope, a member of the original Breitbart Texas team, on Facebook and Twitter.